This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Sis podcast. I feel like I was screaming.
No.
Featuring your two favorite sisters,
Alex
and Kyla.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm so excited.
We are very, very happy. For one, it's starting to really warm up.
I know. We had a time change this past weekend, so it gets dark later now.
And the weather is getting warmer. It's supposed to be like 15 degrees.
It's also really, like, I mean, it's a little bit cloudy, but like mainly sunny.
I know. I just like it's my nice mood.
I wake up so early. My alarm goes off at sometimes 5:30, sometimes 6, and I'll lay in bed until like 6:15, and for so long now it's always dark when I get up, but like these last few mornings it's light.
Oh, makes me
like the
so
sun
happy.
Is already rising, and like my condo is right on the water, and I get a perfect view of the sunrise. And it's like, you know, like this gorgeous orangey, yellowish, pink, like color that just reflects on my wall, and it's beautiful.
That just makes me so happy.
I know. And it honestly, my day always starts off now with me being in a good mood.
Good. Mama told me that she heard a rumor that they're going to be like canceling daylight savings. Have you heard of that?
I don't understand
why we have it. There's probably a reason. I think for the crops or something, like the reason why it started. But if they could cancel that and just leave it
as is
right now,
yeah,
and never have to change into the winter, like it makes such a difference.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, could you imagine? Okay, yeah, the sun will still set earlier, you know, but it won't set at
4 p.m.
Yeah, it'll set at 5.
Yeah,
versus 4. That's a huge difference.
It is a huge difference, and honestly, it's getting to a point now where I can't be in Montreal in the winter. Like, I need to leave for at least a month. I have yet to do that, but like it's really like I can't deal with the winters.
This winter,
it was so good.
If it could be like this every winter, because it still snowed.
Yeah,
like we still had a cold, you know. It wasn't like warm,
but this winter just flew by. But even to this day, I feel like I'm not gonna say it, I don't want to jinx it, but like every day just flies by, Alex.
It's because you're busy and you have a purpose. When you're like in a funk and in a bad, really bad place where you're not busy, then it's like
slow.
Yes.
But I also don't like how fast everything is going, because sometimes I have so much to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't have enough time in the day to do it.
And
next thing I know, it's like, you know, I start working at, let's say, 7 in the morning. Next thing I know, it's 4 p.m. and there's things that happen throughout the day that like last minute changes and stuff, and like some things are actually time consuming.
Yeah.
So like when I especially have like a schedule of like what tasks I want to get done on like specific days, and then things happen, I hate it when the days fly by, because then it's like, ugh, I didn't even get done what I really needed to get done today.
That's really annoying.
I know. But on the bright side, the weather's beautiful.
Yeah. And the other positive thing as well is that we had such a successful like hard launch of our clothing brand.
Yes.
We are so happy we could finally talk about this. I mean, a big reason as to why we didn't have an episode last week is because of how busy we got with the launch. We didn't expect it to be that busy, so we didn't pre-record anything, because we're like, oh, we'll just record on like the Wednesday or whatever. But we got so busy with just prepping for everything and just making sure everything was running smoothly and getting enough content to actually launch on the Thursday. We were like, okay, no, we don't ever want to force this. We love the podcast, but we're like,
we say it all the time. When it comes to the podcast, it's really just a hobby for us. We're not doing this because it's like, oh, this is something that we need to do for work. So as much as we love doing the podcast, like it can't be at the top of our priority list.
If something is going to so we have to let go of something at some point, it's going to be the podcast. Not forever. It's just like, if we have a lot on our plates, the thing that we have to focus on the least amount of time is the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I know a lot of you guys love to listen, and like, I know what it's like to listen to a podcast weekly. So I get really sad if there's one that's missing.
Yeah.
But you know, don't worry. It's not going to be like this forever. We do take summers off, which is really nice for us, just to like, we travel a lot. I mean, I'm going to have a baby, so it just...
Yeah, it's going to be like, it's going to be, you're going to be really busy.
Yeah, I'll be very, very busy, but...
I keep forgetting that you're going to have a baby, like a newborn, so I'll be sending pictures and videos on Instagram to my sister being like, oh my God, we should film something like this for Tomo, and like, we should get a cute video like this, cute pictures like this, and she's like... Yeah, except I'm going to have a newborn, so, like, I don't know if I'll be able to. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
I think, like, once I'm kind of out of that newborn phase, it'll be a lot easier, just because it's not going to be our only baby now. So, like, when we had Arky, I mean, it was COVID, so a different time. But let's say we had Arky and it was, like, normal life. Dan would have been able to, like, take over while I go get, like, some work done.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, now that we also have a toddler... I'm going to be dealing with the baby while Dan is with Arky and vice versa. So we don't have as much freedom with this. Although like the baby will be able to like be on the go versus with Arkham. It was COVID. It was lockdown. We couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But now I'll be able to like take the baby to the beach, or if I like wanted to come over one day. Anyways. So yeah, it'll be a different experience this time, but we want to say thank you so much for being so supportive over this launch of Tomo.
It's been like the most overwhelming feeling of like support and love, and like honestly a true dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but in the 3D.
I know.
It's like an actual dream come true.
And it's so cool because like we said in a previous episode, we had planned this launch to be like an early fall launch.
Yeah.
So like even though the clothing pieces are made for all times of the year, because like they can be worn at all times. I wore the cardigan all last summer. The actual teddy knit itself can be worn in the summer days on like the cooler evenings, or if you're like at the beach and it's windy, like you can.
I mean,
throw
how
it
many
over.
Beach pictures have you seen
with like huge sweaters
on Pinterest, Instagram, like even videos on TikTok where like these girls are like wearing these oversized knits on beach with like their Uggs.
But it's just funny because we had planned it for then, but obviously you never know with delays and things like that what's going to happen. But we had planned it for that so that we could also potentially have a summer launch with something. But because this was so delayed, I don't know about a summer launch, because that is a main question we're getting, is like, when is the next launch of clothes? Things take time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if we would be able to have a summer launch starting in now in March. Our goal isn't for like to have drops every season right now. We just came out with this clothing brand. We're putting the cost up front with like all our own money.
Yeah.
So right now it's an investment that we're making for the long term. So like eventually over the years we're going to have more drops, but a lot of these pieces are meant to be all season long, versatile, things that you can incorporate in all season, things that are going to last for years to come that you can have a part of your capsule wardrobe. And that's not to say we're not going to have summer pieces eventually, like dresses or things like that. It's just for right now, this is like what we're focusing on.
Yeah.
And whatever we sell out, we're not sure if we're going to bring back into stock. It's very dependent.
We're still so like over the moon. I'm just like,
the response has been so positive.
I know, it's insane. And like so many people that I know in real life, not just like, you know, like followers on Instagram and stuff, like they're getting our pieces and they're telling me like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, I can't wait.
Are they already getting their pieces? I haven't seen
that
yet.
No, like they ordered them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm so excited. I think the thing that I'm the most excited for is seeing everyone like in our pieces.
Yeah.
Like taking pictures when like their items actually arrive, taking pictures in our items, mm-hmm. taking videos in our items, tagging us. Like that is when I'm going to be like, oh my God, this is real. And I can't believe that, like, pinch me.
I know. And as the years go on, like including different pieces to our brand and different styles, and like let's say we come up with a concept for a dress and we want to bring it out and it does well, we can always bring it back in a different color or the same color, like things like that.
Yeah,
is something that we both get really excited for.
Yeah,
because we have very similar, like, I know you think we don't, but we like a lot of the same things.
Oh, we like a lot of the same things. I don't think that we don't have the same taste or style. I think that it's just there are some things that look better on you.
Oh, right.
I would never be able to wear something like that because it's like for my body, it just, it's not flattering.
Right.
And I love the way that it looks on you. But like if it doesn't look good on me, I don't.
And that's not, that's against also, our brand, right? Because our brand is supposed to be for like, this is going to look
all
cute
shapes and sizes.
All. So if something, if you don't like the way it feels and looks on you, then that's not something that I would want to even incorporate in our brand.
That's exactly it. Like, I remember you had sent me something one time and I was like, I love that look on you,
mm-hmm.
but it's not something I would ever wear. It doesn't look good on me.
Yeah. So like, that's something that, like, there's just been a lot of thought into every piece. And the other thing I wanted to mention too, because people were like kind of upset that they didn't get their hands on like the larger sizes of the brown teddy knit because those sold out really fast, which yeah. we had a feeling because every single person we would show our items to, their favorite one was immediately the brown teddy knit. Like, it's just such a good chocolate color, but it's so oversized, you guys. And like the one that's in pearl is like the perfect Rory Gilmore sweater, but like they're very oversized as it is. Yeah. So you can get a smaller medium and have it still be oversized on you.
Yeah, like you actually, if you don't want it to be too oversized, I would even size down because I wear a size small. So like if you go on our Instagram and you see the pictures of me wearing like both colors of our teddy knit,
yeah.
I'm in a size small and like you could see that it's like a sweater dress on me and like the sleeves are long. That's personally what I really like.
And you're what, 5'4"?
I'm 5'5" and
5'5". Why do I think you're 5'4"?
I'm 5'5". And you know, I'm more on the petite side, but I got it in a small. But you should, you know, be open to like an extra small or even like a double extra small if you don't want it too oversized. Because I think even for me, if I got the extra small, it's still going to be oversized on me, but like just not
as dress,
as like as much of like a sweater dress.
Yeah. And today we're actually filming some content after we record this, and I'm going to actually wear Kyla's small
mm-hmm.
to show how like even I with a bump can still wear it. It won't be a sweater dress on me, but it'll just be like an oversized chunky knit. And it's
yeah.
the same thing with our cardigans. Like I always get a larger size in sweaters, any kind of knit, cardigan, whatever, just because I like the look of it super baggy on
yeah.
me. That's just my vibe. But it's never going to be like a tight fitted
yeah.
cardigan because we didn't want that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously if you're normally a size 2XL and you're buying a 2XS, like
yeah.
it'll be tighter. But it's not meant to be like a tight thing. Even with the skirt, it's like very versatile. You can wear it up high on your stomach, like high waisted, or you can wear it low waisted.
Yeah.
There's just a lot to it. So we put a lot of thought and effort into like every single piece and the materials, the quality. I made sure to wash the pieces to see how they held up in the wash multiple times, because that's one thing for me is like,
I actually love the way it looks when you take it out of the washing machine, because it's like it doesn't ruin the actual fabric. Like, everything was made, we put a lot of money into it. So
yeah.
like all of the material is like good quality stuff. So it's meant to like be washed and,
yeah.
and stuff like that. But when you were wearing it after the first time you washed it, it gave like a little bit of like a
worn effect,
like a worn effect, which made it
softer,
so much nicer.
I
was
know.
Like, wow.
And so for example, like the one I had in pearl, I washed it a few times because I was wearing that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I compared it to the brown one, which I hadn't washed yet. And it didn't look quite different other than the fact that it looked more worn. Like it,
yeah.
it didn't ruin the material itself. It just looked more like fuzzy, comfy.
But that's what makes it like the perfect chunky knit, in my opinion.
I know.
Because when it looks a little bit worn, it's like, it looks like I don't know how to explain it. I know, like, I just love that look. It's the perfect Rory Gilmore sweater.
I know. It was just so perfect. So we're very excited that you guys are finally, like, able to get your hands on it, and we're actually able to talk about it and just be so proud of this chapter. I actually got a text from Tess yesterday because she was just like, hey, I just wanted to, like, let you guys know, like, you and Kyla, like, I'm just really proud of you girls. She's like, aww. I know what it's like to put yourself out there and work so hard on something and be nervous about it. And, like, I'm really proud of you girls because, you know, she has her own clothing line too. So she knows, she gets it. So I don't know. It's just really nice to hear from someone who also owns a small business. Like, I've been hearing a lot through friends and, like, just people in my close circle, but none of them have done something like this before. So it is nice to hear from someone who, like, 100% understands the, like, hustle, the struggle, the, like,
all the stress, the detail that goes into everything. You know, it's of course, a lot of people know how hard it is to start any kind of brand.
Yeah.
But especially when it comes to clothing, there's so much detail that goes into everything. And especially when you want the items that you're coming out with to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just expect delays.
Oh, yeah. And, like, even our team was, we were talking to our team and we're just kind of going through over the, you know, the customer service and, like, certain things like that. Cause we are paying a team to do customer service. So, like, we technically aren't answering any of those. We have a team that, like, if you have any issues, and they said, like, any business that exists, expect, like, 5% of something to go wrong.
Yeah.
So just expect to have people wanting to talk to customer service, and that's something that I didn't even realize was a thing until we started this business and, like, doing our own research.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I mean, like, listen, like, you could come out with things that are, like, totally fine, and you're still gonna have people that are gonna be like, they're gonna have issues with something because that's just how it works.
Yeah,
like,
I remember even
no one's gonna be happy 100%.
No. And that is, I think, the one thing I was nervous for is for people to be really upset over, like, let's say, the price point. But I was so pleasantly surprised with the amount of positive feedback we got with that, because we are actually not taking a huge cut. We're not upping the price a crazy amount. Like, we could technically up our prices so much more to make so much more money, but we're not. We're keeping it kind of low based off of how much we paid for all the materials.
Yeah.
Because we cared about that. Like, the price point was something we cared about.
Well, that was another thing that we really took into consideration is, like, realistically, like, what's the max amount that we would pay
100%.
For an item like this? Like, we were always trying to put ourselves in, like, another person's shoes, like an outsider's perspective, because, of course, it's so exciting when, like, you're the one working on things and, like, you're putting all this time and effort and, like, you're paying for everything out of your own pocket, then of course it's natural to think of it from your perspective. But I was like, okay, wait, like, realistically, we had this conversation so many times. Mm-hmm. Like, if we weren't in our shoes right now and we came across, we went on tomothelabel.com,
mm-hmm.
what is, like, a price point that we would even spend our money on? Yeah. And of course there's going to be certain items here and there throughout our lifetime that we're going to be spending a lot more money on, but when it comes to, you know, knits, cardigans, maxi skirts, like, you don't want to be spending $250 on a maxi skirt.
And to also, to be transparent, we can't compete with huge corporations that are able to bring their prices down super, super low. Like, we just can't. But someone actually messaged us something that I had sent in the group chat. And it was like, you know, even before I saw that the prices were in USD, because she was from the States. She's like, I originally saw the Canadian prices and assumed those were USD. And even at that, I was like, wow, these are incredible prices. Because I follow a lot of small businesses and their price point is a lot more than ours. I know. And so I was like, I don't want to come out and, like, have to compete. Like, it's just, I'm going to go based off of, like, what Kyla's saying. What would I spend for this piece of clothing that was this quality?
We're just staying realistic at the end of the day. We're not getting too ahead of ourselves and, you know, thinking of it in terms of, like, okay, what's the best ROI? We're thinking of it more, like, realistically, what is it that, like, we would be spending on items like this?
Yeah, we'll have the link to the website if you want to check it out in the description. We also do have social medias that we have been having really a lot of fun doing. Yeah. And again, just a huge thank you. But we want to get into the theme of today's episode.
Drum roll, please.
The only single friend. So this has been something that I've been seeing on TikTok a lot lately. I've been seeing in our DMs a lot lately. And I've also been seeing specific people in my life, like certain friends, kind of vent to me about and just like ask for advice, which, you know, I have my thoughts and opinions on this matter, but like I'm also not in that position. So I feel like coming from someone like yourself, Kyla, yeah. who does feel like that at times, could give better advice. And yeah. I know there are so many people in the situation where all of your friend group, you feel like they're moving on with their lives, quote unquote. They are either getting engaged, they're in long-term relationships, or they're married, or they're having kids. And like, you're kind of stuck in this like mm-hmm. phase of being single.
Yeah.
And like, and you're the only one.
I think that like, the first thing that you need to do is kind of shift your perspective, though. If you're someone who's single and you see all of your close friends, your peers getting into relationships, getting married, having kids, like moving on with their lives, and you're still single and you feel like stuck, don't try your best to not tell yourself that, like, you know, what's wrong with me? Why haven't I met my person yet? Like, you know, that kind of victim mentality, which I understand, trust me, I've been there and I still have my moments to this day. I think it's important to have like the perspective of I'm never gonna be single again, because one day I will meet my person.
Yep.
And right now is my time to be selfish, get things out of my system, travel, change jobs, you know, do things with people who, I mean, most of the time, especially when it comes to women, unfortunately, when they get into relationships, they kind of like don't prioritize their friendships anymore. Mm-hmm. So if you do have friends that are in relationships that still do prioritize their girlfriends, like spend time with them. If you have other single friends or you're meeting new people that are single, spend time with them and like see things as more from the perspective of I'm never going to have this again. Like now is my time.
Yeah.
And there was a book I read, I forget what it was called, but one of the things that it was saying was, especially when it comes to women and being in relationships, like there's so much pressure, like from society. And it's almost like, you know, they put this timeline on us that we need to do this by this age and we need to get this done by this age. And by this age, you should be here. And that's really damaging.
I know.
And it's also so untrue, because it's like, who in society decided that that's the way, that's the timeline that you should be taking?
And the order.
Who decided on that? It's so not accurate. And even if you're in your late 20s, your 30s, your 40s, and you haven't met someone, or you don't even want to meet someone, but like you feel that pressure from external people, you just have to remind yourself that like, if I live my life according to their terms, I'm never going to be happy. One day you're going to be old and you're going to look back on your life and just think to yourself, like, why did I do things that didn't make me happy? Like I was living for other people,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I thought that was really interesting and like really resonated with me, because I'm no longer in that like victim mentality. Like I'm very, obviously I still have my moments.
Yeah.
That's normal. Everyone's a human. But for the most part, like my overall perspective and like, you know, the energy that I've been kind of in lately is one day I'm not going to have this. And I'm a very independent person. I like my space. So like, you know, I remember you even made a comment to me one time when you were like, Kyla, what are you going to do when like you have a boyfriend and you guys are going to like move in together? Like, you know, and I was like, no, that's a genuine concern or fear of mine, is like actually living with my boyfriend, because I'm so the type of person that likes my alone time.
So I actually was speaking to a friend of mine she's like a friend of a friend, but I've gotten to know her a lot more over the past year. And she was just talking to me because she's recently in like moving in with a boyfriend that she they started dating over this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was single for a very long time. And she was like, I love my space. And I was nervous because I'm very particular, because she's lived, you know, she's my age. So she's like lived a certain amount of her life living her way. And she's been on her own for a
That's
very long time.
That's why it's scary, too.
But you can still have alone time even when you're living with your partner. So like depending on where you're living, for example, but like your condo, let's say you were to move into this condo, okay? You have two bedrooms.
Yeah.
So like you have your bedroom and then you have like the spare room. So like you could be on the couch watching your show while he's like in the spare room playing on his computer or something, you know? Like you still do have that option to have your own personal space, and especially if you are going to be moving into a place with someone, these are conversations you have.
But see, even at that, like it's not, you're not fully alone. Like,
yes,
not
but
to
like,
be too TMI, but like what if you want to go and like what if you have like the runs and you really have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, but Kyla, that's something like when you're moving in with someone, you're at a point in your relationship where that shit isn't like, literally pun intended.
I mean, not, it doesn't matter. Maybe not.
Well, it like, shouldn't matter.
I was having this conversation last night with someone. And it was basically like someone very close to me was telling me that, like, you know, recently they've been going on a few dates with this guy, and like the way that like they're really into this guy's like personality and the way that he makes her feel, and he's like, he's a gentleman and yada yada. She's not the most attracted to him, but she's like, I don't care. Like, I'm willing to give it a chance because at this point, like, personality is the most important thing and like how compatible we are. But as time was going on, she was like, I'm just like, his looks aren't growing on me, and like there's just things. And I was like, but that's fine. Like, realistically, you guys only went on a few dates together, and you know, you don't need to like put so much emphasis on this guy. You've only been on a few dates together. Like, you're still single. You could still date other people.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're being like, you know, transparent with him, and you're not like leading him on in any way, like it's totally fine. And she was like, yeah. And like, you know, I don't want to like rush into things too and everything. Like, I really need to take my time. But then I was like, but at our age, we're in our 30s. Like, if we meet someone, let's say tomorrow, and, you know, we're both on the same page and we want to like take things in a more serious direction, we want to like be in a committed relationship, we both want to get married, we both want to have kids, like at our age things do move pretty quick.
Yeah, but that's also where I think I disagree a little bit on the fact that it has to be quick just because you're later in life. Like, if that's how you feel and you both want that and you both feel it and like, and you're willing to like be open about everything in your life very quickly, then fine, that's great. But I think that there is so much in taking your time with things and like,
yeah, I mean, like, actually, sure that just right goes to show that's another societal pressure that I just had in my head. Exactly. I didn't even realize that.
So it doesn't have to be fast. Like, yes, you have that like timeline of like, if you do want to have children, realistically, you want to start trying before you're 50. Like, there's certain things like that as a woman that you are kind of on an internal clock. You can't help but feel that way.
Yeah.
But people feel that pressure literally in their early 30s when it's like, you are so
like
young still to like think about that. My cousin had her first baby at the age of 40. My mom, her friend, had a baby at 44.
Like, I had a boss that was 40 when she had her first kid. And like, to be honest, like, I'm 31 now. I, granted, I'm also single, but like, even if I was in a serious relationship right now, the thought of having my own child is like, I am so not mentally there at all, like in the slightest. I feel like I would be an older parent with my first kid. Like, it's just, I not only do I have no interest in having a kid right now or anytime soon, but I'm still too selfish to like give up my own freedom.
Well, that's the thing, is the step one would be to actually be with someone that you could live with before thinking about having a child. So like, there's steps that like, it's not just society, it's things that you would want to do for yourself just to see. Like, a lot of people will get a pet before they have a kid just to see what it's like. Not everyone does this.
I had, remember when I was cat sitting Nika, he's an indoor cat, like the least maintenance cat ever. But like even at that, I had to make sure that, you know, I fed him in the morning, I fed him at night, I was giving him attention, I was giving him snacks, like playing with him and stuff. And like even at that, Alex, it was like life altering for me.
But you're just not there yet, and that's fine. And that's when you start to feel the pressure, not you in general, but like people are like, they start to feel the pressure of like, oh my God, like I should be here. Like all my friends are at this point, even if they're two or three steps ahead of you. And that's when you really, really feel it, because you're like, I'm the only one that's not. But realistically, guys, like doing social media and the amount of people that I speak to almost on a daily basis, just with going through my DMs, the amount of people that are in this situation is overwhelmingly big. And like, you just don't see it because you're not surrounded by it in your like everyday life. Obviously you're aware, but it's like the amount. So my best friend, all of her friends are single. She's like one of the only ones.
She's in like the reverse situation.
Exactly. And she was telling me, she's like, I can't even imagine being single right now, because she hears all the single stories, right? So it's like entertaining, but she's like so in a different place. But she's feeling left out on like the mom side of things. Like I have a son and none of my friends are even in relationships. Like my kid, none of my friend other than me.
Yeah.
But like my son is older than her son, let's say. So she's feeling the like the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
But when I speak to her friends, even though a lot of them are single, they all still feel the pressure. Like it's like it's so frustrating for a lot of people. So
this episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, because there's also, like, I'm sorry to say, but, like, a lot of people, like, have this judgment on you if you're single for X amount of time. Why hasn't this person found someone? Why are they still single?
Why does
like there
matter?
Must be something wrong with them. Like there must be something, but it's like, actually no, I think there's something wrong with what you're saying. And like that, to me, the only thing I take away from that really is like this person doesn't understand putting themselves first and not just like settling with someone, you know, like they can't expand their mind to like, or put themselves in someone else's shoes. It's like all they see is like life from their perspective. And it's like, it's crazy, because what those comments, like those comments have such an effect on someone, or can have such an effect on someone, if they already are feeling insecure about it and like they're not happy already. And like to say something like that is just so not only cruel, but like ignorant.
You know? I agree. I think that there's like, people should just stop making comments in general about other people's lives, like to the person. Obviously with your best friend, you can fucking vent, you can talk shit, like do whatever you want in your own time, you know, like in your own group chat. But like to tell a person like, this is what you should do, or this is what I think, or like, why are you still single? It's kind of like, why haven't you had kids yet? It's like all these stupid comments, like it's just unnecessary. But I do have to say, there are people that do self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, for sure.
There are a lot of people that like, they're quote unquote, they are the issue, because they could easily be in a relationship that would serve them. It's not that they're settling. It's just that they self-sabotage because they get into like a cycle of kind of just making issues, not out of nothing, but like finding a reason to make issues because they get comfortable with that. And so like there are people that like
when that happens though too, it's because deep down internally they're not actually ready for a relationship.
Well, no, that's 100% it. That's why they self-sabotage. But like it's it's not other everyone else's issue. It is their own issue as to why they're still single. It's because they are self-sabotaging it. Like there are, there's
no,
a few,
for sure. It's never, it's never perfect. It's never rainbows and sunshine. No, and like, oh, there's nothing like, you know, that you need to work on. Like you're perfect. Like, no, everyone has stuff. But like, then there's also, you know, the flip side of things too, where it's like, there's people in relationships that self-sabotage as well.
100%. You know, but I think, like, that it's being more self-aware of, like,
being self-aware, that's what it comes down to.
But like, people should just not make comments in general. Like, I just, to me, it's just so stupid. Like, why are you making a comment to that person? Like, what does it affect your life if this person is,
I think, either that person, person is being either like malicious, or they're just like really not thinking about what they're saying.
Yeah, it's just like ignorant.
But normally I think that it's said with like more malicious intent, because like there's no way you're that stupid.
I don't know, because people like will ask, like, even before I had Arky, like, when's the baby coming? Like, just like the pressures, like those questions, they're not meant to be malicious, but they're like,
but that's different, like asking a question versus saying like, but why are you still single? Like, there must be something wrong with you. Or like, oh, this person said this about you, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's completely different. That's more malicious, yeah. I feel, well, versus like,
that's just me. And I'm like surprised that people actually say that to your face. Has someone say that to your face?
I've had someone tell me that their boyfriend was like, why is Kyla still single? Like, there must be something.
Okay, well, that's a bitchy thing to say. I know. From that person.
I know.
That's, you're repeating gossip of someone. I know. Like,
but honestly, like, the way that, but to be honest, when this person told me this story, the first thing that came into my mind was, okay, I can't trust this person. They're threatened or jealous of me in some, like, there's, why are you being malicious right now? There's something that you have against me.
Especially if they're like a friend of yours. But if it's just like a random person, I'd be like, okay, whatever. But like, see, this is the thing. You and your partner, or you and your friends, or you and your group chat, you can fucking vent, you can talk about shit. Like, it's normal, we all do it. I said this in the last episode. The difference is when you're actually then going to the person and like repeating what so-and-so said, or saying like, just keep that in your group chat.
Actually, now I'm thinking about it, and I had a guy this past summer, like summer 2023, say to me like, why are you still single? And before I even had time to answer, he was like, you don't want a boyfriend? And like, I got so uncomfortable.
Wait, you're on a date with this person?
It was, or yeah, someone, like,
okay, it, okay, was, it wasn't like a friend of yours.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like a close friend of mine or anything. It was like, it was like a date, and he was like, why are you still single? Like, you don't want a boyfriend? And
oh my god, I literally would.
And I was like, what would I do in that situation? You know, in my mind I was like, well, that's kind of awkward telling him like, yeah, no, I don't want a boyfriend, but I'm here on a date with you. And so I was like, I mean, I just haven't met anyone that like
I've wanted
I see is like, you know, worth dating. Like, I don't, haven't met anyone that in my mind is dating material. And he was like, oh, okay, oh, cool.
What a forward question.
Like, but the way he said it, and like the tone was like so innocent. I was like, this person's just like a dummy.
Well, that's the thing, is like, sometimes the questions are innocent.
Yeah,
You can usually tell when someone is being malicious, or if they're genuinely just like, wow, this girl is so like fun and cute and pretty and like smart, like how is she still single? She's such a catch. It's like,
have you met the guys in Montreal, buddy?
Well, listen, here's the thing, is that like, there are lots of people, and it's who you decide to choose at the end of the day to go on dates with. There are, I'm sure there are some nice people.
I've met many nice guys, but no one that I can really see myself dating.
Yeah, of course. And I'm not saying you in general, but I do see this a lot with people, especially the older you get, because you know yourself better.
Yeah,
right? So exactly. you know what you deserve, which then in turn makes you pickier. But unfortunately, the dating pool goes down as you get older. So you have to almost be less picky, because then it's like, what? You're just, you have less people to choose from.
By less picky, she also doesn't mean like lowering your standards. No. Just like, to clarify.
No, like, I mean picky in the sense of like the things that give you the ick, like the way he walks, like something stupid like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, there are certain things that like would actually genuinely bother me that, well, I wouldn't be able to get over.
Right. There's like your values and like, but like
even
that.
Even things that like, you know, they are a little bit more superficial.
Okay. Well,
but like, because like I have, you know, I've met nice guys, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, there's always something that's like significant enough for me to not want to date the person, you know, like,
right.
And I don't want to go into too much detail, right, but like, right. Or like,
but like, is it all superficial?
No. Okay. When it really comes down to it, it's never something that's like too superficial. It's actually like either we really don't share the same values, we're not on the same page. You know, this person is actually quite selfish.
No, but that's what I mean, Kyla. Because I had like a friend that was like, I could not go on a second date with this guy because he had a fucking kernel stuck in his tooth the whole time, and I literally could not stop.
See that?
Stop being so picky.
But I did go on a date with someone like years ago, and he really had a weird walk and a very weird laugh, and I couldn't get past it.
That's weird to me.
No, it was Alex. You wouldn't be able to get past it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That's
if you experienced it. But see, this is because you haven't been single for what? How long have you been with Dan now?
13 years.
Yeah. So like, it just goes to show that like, you know, you're seeing things from the perspective of someone that's been married for years. But it's now.
Because I see that people have flaws, and like my husband has flaws.
So
and
that's
I have flaws.
That's exactly it. But you're not. If you, let's say, God forbid this happens, but like, let's say you and Dan were to get a divorce and you would start dating around, like you would notice that like, okay, there's actually some things that are more on the superficial end that I can't get past. Like Dan at the end of the day doesn't have like, you know, a very weird walk or like a very weird, like something that like you just can't get past. You know?
I feel like that kind of stuff like genuinely wouldn't bother me if someone, I walk weird. So I'm like, what if
you don't walk weird?
Yeah, I walk like a duck.
No, that's not weird. See, like the way you walk wouldn't bother me. What I'm talking about is like something that was actually like, it was fucking weird. In from my eyes, I sound so mean right now, but like, I know that all the single girls listening to this, like you're going to relate to what I'm saying. Like there is some things like I've also fell for guys in the last like few years, like started liking guys that normally a lot of like, you know, on the superficial end of things would give me the ick, and I was able to see past it. Like it didn't bother me.
Okay. So then, yeah, that's the thing, is that these things you can get past. You're not going to only think about that. Like if you just didn't like them as a person, then like you're not only looking at the superficial thing.
From like this perspective, this is like really like jumping the gun. Would you date someone? No, I'm not going to say that because your answer is going to be no. And it's going to sound mean. Like, I want to give examples, but like I can't, you know what I mean?
In case someone listens to this.
Like I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or sound like very insensitive, but also these like more superficial things that I was able to get over when I had feelings for someone, it wasn't something that was like as bad as like the person I had met that had the really weird laugh and like the really weird walk as well.
Yeah.
Like it was weird. Like I
could also just not be attracted to the person.
I was actually very attracted to the person until I saw them, the way that they were walking and like their laugh and stuff. Like the more, and I gave this person a lot of chances. Like I was actually seeing them for a few months. Very nice person, but like I just couldn't get past it. Also, it doesn't help that I didn't really feel that like strong.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is connection. That like you were trying so hard for something that you didn't even feel a connection for.
Like I had a lot of
things with other people.
No, but this was like you never met this person.
No, but I'm saying is like
it was bad.
The superficial things you didn't like about the other people that you connected with, you were able to get past.
Yeah, no, I
but
don't.
If you're not allowing yourself, not you, but like let's say other people, like first or second date, there's something that bothers you. And you're not allowing yourself to get past that little superficial thing to get to know them, to see if you actually would be compatible, then like you never know, right? Or maybe because I really just have no idea because I am.
Listen, I do think that like the whole ick movement nowadays is definitely like detrimental, and like you shouldn't be getting the ick so easily over everything, because it's also not fair to the person.
I give myself
like everyone is a human at the end of the day. Yeah. And like if you're gonna be so judgmental over, let's say, someone having a piece of food stuck in their teeth, it's like you have definitely had food stuck in your teeth before, or like, you know, you still
but maybe
fart and shit, like everyone yeah. has, like, you know, everyone's human. But like also at the same time, like if there is something that's a little bit more on the superficial side of things that you just really can't get past, then like don't, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what's best for you. You know what you're attracted to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if there's definitely things you can't get past. I find there's so many people nowadays that's like they focus solely on superficial
things. Would you date someone that, let's say the first date, like you notice this person has really bad breath. And you're like, okay, like I can get past it. Maybe it's just, you know, they didn't brush their teeth. They had a long day, whatever. And you were hanging out with this person more and more, but you realized every single time you hung out with this person, like their breath was always really bad. Like to the point where you were like, I actually, like, it's so bad, it's making me almost nauseous. And you end up like speaking to the person about it. And you know, they're you see that they're brushing their teeth, they're using mouthwash, like they're very hygienic. But like the smell is still there. Could you actually date that person knowing that their breath is always going to smell terrible?
So here's where I think you and I differ a lot. And I don't mean to throw Dan under the bus because I fucking love him so much. But like this was literally our issue when we first started dating.
Was that he had bad breath?
Awful. Like to the point where I would fucking gag.
But
and when I brought it up with him, he was like, well, I literally brush my teeth and I scrape my tongue. I don't understand. And I was like, when you chew gum, you still have really bad breath. It's because he had tonsil stones. And that is one of the worst smells ever. But he didn't know that. And I didn't know what that was. And no dentist had ever brought it up to him. But I dated him regardless because that was something that, like, even though I was disgusted by it, I still really liked him. So that's why I think that you and I are just different. And, like, that's how people are just different. They just are.
Yeah, so then there you go.
Like, and that's the thing is that, like, not everyone has to be like me and not everyone has to be like you. Yeah. And that's fine. And if you do take into account that superficial things mean a lot more to you, that's also like fine on your end. But like as you do get older, I do think that like, and I'm not just saying this to you specifically, I'm saying to anyone who's listening to this that is single and you're feeling like you want to be with someone, but like you're very quote unquote picky with these things. As you do get older and the dating pool gets smaller, not talking about values and like what your worth is, but like superficial things are the things that you should try and let go of, because
for sure you also need to be self-aware at the end of the day. But like I don't know, I just, the way I see it too is like if you meet someone that you really like let's say these superficial things is something that like you get turned off really easily by, like something that, you know, let's say my sister wouldn't necessarily get turned off by, that's fine. I think that at the end of the day, like when you really like someone, those things don't matter. So like if anything, take that as a sign of like, I actually don't like this person that much.
Move on. Remember the first time I ever felt that way, because there was like guys I had crushes on and stuff like growing up. Mm-hmm. And then guys I would like start to see or date or whatever, but there was always something that I was like, I don't like this, I don't like that. Or I would compare them to someone else that I really liked. It was like, there was always something. And then when I really felt like I liked someone, I remember thinking like, this is so gross. But I was like, I could, if they asked me to lick their asshole, I literally would, because like they just, I just like them so much. Even if they like didn't wipe after they went to the bathroom. Like I, like as disgusting as that is, I was like, I like them so much that there's nothing that would turn me off. Like in that, like I just remember feeling that way. I was like, I really, really like this person. And whereas every single other person that I like had a crush on or that I liked, there was always something.
See, the way I see it too is like, I mean, I would never take it to that extent, but like I know the feeling, because when I really, really like someone, everyone knows I have emetophobia.
Oh yeah. And, oh yeah, that was my other thing too.
And so I always thought to myself, like, if this guy got gastro and he was really sick, like I think that I would still take care of him.
Yeah,
when that's, he was sick.
I fucking knew. I knew it too, because I liked this guy and he got sick and I wasn't scared to be around him.
Yeah,
that's when I
that's
knew.
That's when I know that I really, really like someone.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So,
but you're not going to know that off the first date.
No, of course not. But like, also, I think that sometimes, you know, okay, you can go on a first date and just know, like, okay, like, this person's just not for me.
Yeah.
But like other times it's like, you know, you meet someone and like when you feel more energized around someone, even the first time that you meet them, mm-hmm. like there's just something that's like, you find them interesting and you feel that like little boost of energy.
Yeah.
That's a good sign, because it's like, I don't even know how to, I don't even know what it is. Sometimes it's just like the way that you,
the chemistry.
Yeah, maybe the chemistry. Yeah, it's like the banter, a chemistry thing.
The chemistry. And also, I feel like in that situation, let's say this friend of mine that was talking about the kernel in the guy's tooth. Let's say she had like crazy chemistry with this person. Their banter was great. They had that spark. She probably would not care about that kernel.
That's what I'm saying, is that like, even if you do get the ick, like, okay, granted, sometimes like I do think that it's very mean a lot of the time when people are posting things online publicly about getting the ick about certain things, and like there's a risk of that person seeing it. Like, I do think that's really mean. Yeah. But if you're getting the ick and like you don't say anything to that person, like you're not being mean, and you're mm-hmm. just more like talking about it with your friends or something, like, of course, yeah, it's not like the nicest thing, but like
we all do
you know, it's part of like being a human. And I think if anything, the one takeaway that you should be focusing on is the fact that you clearly just don't like this person.
Yeah
and, I guess, and you could also like really love someone and still get the ick over certain things, but doesn't mean you're not gonna love them.
100%. I get the ick all the time still, and Dan gets the ick all the time with me, and I literally give myself the ick. Like, there's so many things that I do sometimes where I'm like,
oh my god, I give myself the ick all the time.
Like, I just think that there's no such thing as perfect, and there's also no fucking timeline there. I'm gonna, if I can, I will link this Instagram post down below in the show notes that I really recommend you go watch. I sent it to my sister the other day, and it was this girl. She was talking about like, where did society come from that like you feel like you have to be on a specific timeline? And she like wrote out and said like her timeline. Like, she moved out of her parents' house at like 33. She only started dating someone in like her late 30s, her first real relationship. Like, she, her career only really started in her, like, you know, it was like all these points that were a lot later than the quote unquote social norm. But she was like, I'm completely content in my life. And like, why are you feeling like you have to get everything done? And people feel that way because of society.
Yeah.
And even like getting married and having kids.
And then she even said like says who, like, you know, society, like who is society?
Yeah.
Who put this timeline on, you know, women, where it's like, we feel so much pressure. And like, why is it that like, as a woman, I don't remember if it was this specific video where she said this or if it was another one I saw like a while back. But it was like, why is it that women focus so much on their relationship and not as much on like their friendships? Like, where did that, a lot of women do that, I know. Not every single woman, but it's, and it's true, because it's like, think of how many times like girls will get into a relationship, and this doesn't go for everyone, but like most women just, I'm just, you know,
it's the honeymoon phase, they like,
it's not even friends. Just the honeymoon phase, like they literally, for years, they'll be with the person for years. They just, their relationship always takes priority, and it's almost as if like their friendships not only take the back seat, but like almost don't exist to them. Like, it's so not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know why is
really
that?
Good job of this?
Who?
Tess.
There's very few girls I've met that don't prioritize men, and it's sad.
Wait, what
you're
saying? Tess doesn't prioritize men? I don't get it.
No, I'm saying there's very few girls, like, I'm speaking in
oh
general.
yes sorry, it was like my brain went the opposite way.
Like, I won't say it because I don't want you to cut it out, but anyways, yeah, no, it's like,
I remember, it's like,
just, it's sad
when, like, Dan and I first started dating, I didn't see, there's certain friends that I like kind of stopped talking to, mm-hmm. that were single and that were my really close friends when I was single. And I remember realizing that at one point, and I was like, oh shit. It's because I was so like invested in this relationship, and I realized
it's
I
fine
messed
for
up.
The honeymoon phase.
No, but it was like a while for certain okay, people. Yeah. Certain people no, but certain people yes. But this is the thing, is that like, I was also a lot younger.
But also, like, from the person, from another perspective, like, putting yourself in the shoes of someone who actually is entering a relationship, at a certain point, too, you need to kind of, like, analyze, like, who you're friends with and, like, why you're friends with certain people. Like, now that I do have this person in my life and I'm in a relationship, what friends are still adding value to my life? Like, why am I friends with this person? What value are they bringing into my life? And are they worth keeping in my life?
Yeah.
Because you start to see things from like a new perspective a lot of the time when you're in a relationship. And like, it is fair to say that like some friendships just aren't worth keeping anymore. Like, they just don't bring any value.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that's also understandable, but it does suck when like, you know, you are the single friend and like all of a sudden all your friends are in relationships.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say, is that like, I was a single friend for a while, mm-hmm. in like my late teens, early 20s. And then when I got into and then I started meeting other people that were single. But then when I got into a relationship, I kind of dropped those people and only hung out with my friends that were also in relationships, because we could do double dates and like we can do things like that. And that's when I realized that like I messed up, because there was no reason as to why I dropped some of these people, other than the fact that I just like didn't prioritize my own time.
Yeah.
It was like I always just wanted to do everything with my boyfriend. And yeah. it just
I've been there too, though.
Yeah, no, and I'm listen, I don't think it's great to do that, but I also think that like it is a learning experience.
It is a learning experience. And yeah,
I remember when I became friends with Tess, and like we would go to New York a lot. Her friends meant so much to her. Like, they were her family, and like all got along really well with her boyfriend. And I'm not saying her boyfriend wasn't important at all, because he was a huge priority in her life, but she was really good at like having her girl time.
Yeah.
And like being with her girlfriends. And even when we would all go for dinner.
And it's so sad that is so rare in a woman.
I know, but it's like we would go for dinner and like her and Pat wouldn't even sit next to each other. Yeah. Like, they didn't have to be. And it's not that they didn't love each other. They would. But she just like, it was very refreshing.
You know what I think?
And
I learned a lot
from it.
She's not insecure. She's comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't need to be like glued to her boyfriend at all times.
Yeah.
Like, she could be in the same room as him and like, you know, there's a group of people around and like she's talking to her friends and he could be on the other side of the room talking to his friends, and she's not going to be looking over at him every 2 seconds. Like, what is he doing? Who is he talking to? Like, I need to go like be with him right now. Like, she could.
Do you think people are like that even like 10 years into their relationship?
Yeah.
Because I'm not like that.
I think people are like that big time.
I was like that at the beginning when I was insecure.
I know someone who like it's at another level, and I'm not even friends with this person anymore. And it's been like 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I guess every relationship is so different, but my biggest piece of advice from someone who's like not in the situation and just kind of like hearing certain friends vent about it is, find people in similar situations as you.
Yeah.
Keep reminding yourself that you are on your own timeline. And this goes for everything. Even as a parent, when I start comparing my child to other children, like, every single person is on their own timeline. You will develop differently. You will meet people at different times. And it's all meant to happen when it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And if you were the last one in your friend group to be in a relationship or to get married or to have kids, just know that, like, it will happen for you eventually.
Yeah.
And like, you will look back at this time and like Kyla said, and be like, maybe I should have prioritized myself more and like actually enjoyed my time.
It's like, think of it this way. What if someone were to tell you, and like this person is like whoever you believe in or whatever, like
God,
whoever
universe,
the person is that's telling you this information, you know, 100% it's going to come true. What if this person came up to you and said, Sarah, a year from today, you're going to be meeting the love of your life, the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, the person that's going to make you the happiest you've ever been. You're also going to be doing your dream job, or you're going to be traveling or with this person or whatever it is. They're telling you in a year from now, you're going to have everything that you want.
What are you going to
do? What are you going to do from now until a year from now? And I was thinking about it and I was like, oh my God, I would literally be living in the moment and not so stressed anymore. Yeah. And like, not, you know, comparing myself, or like, I'm still very happy like currently, but like, if someone were to tell me that and I knew that that's the timeline I was on and that's when it's going to happen, I would be getting so many things out of my system and like just living in the moment and appreciating what I have right now, because I know one day I'm not going to have this anymore. So it's like, that's what I mean by like, you really have to change your perspective on things, because it will happen. Like, you will meet the person one day.
And you you should live in the moment. I know it's easier said than done, trust me. Yeah. Like, I know it's even like the same thing with infertility. People are like, am I ever gonna get to that point? Mm-hmm. Like, I just never know. If someone were to tell me like eventually you will have a child, it's like I would stop stressing, but you don't know the future.
Yeah.
So I get there, it's is the that unknown. Added layer of stress of the unknown, and I totally understand that. But like, you do have control over what you think and do, and you are really a combination of like the people you surround yourself with the most. Yeah. And I'm not talking about work, because okay, yes, people in your work environment are the people you surround yourself around the most if you're with them all the time. But like,
I mean, listen,
in like, your off time.
Yeah, in your off time for sure. But also that, I do want to make a side note really quick, disclaimer. It actually is really important where you're working and who you're working with, because if you're in a really toxic work environment, that does like have an effect on like your personal
yes,
life.
Yes, but I'm saying in more of the sense of like, because you can always change your job. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's more just like the people who you're choosing to keep in your life. Make sure that they're people that will lift you up.
Mm-hmm. They bring the best out of you.
Exactly. Like, you don't want your like five best friends or like the people that you are choosing to surround yourself around the most are not like draining, exhausting, making you feel worse about yourself. Like, you have the decision to keep in your life who you want. So just think about that. And again, like, things will work out. I really, really believe, and maybe I'm naive, but I really believe everyone is on their own journey, and you have to trust in the journey and know that things will eventually work out if you're putting the time and effort into it.
Yeah.
If you're never going to date anyone, if you literally are never going to go on one date, you're not going to meet someone. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not going to happen that someone's just going to like propose to you at a coffee shop. Like, you have to put yourself out there, but don't put the pressure on yourself.
Yeah. Try your best not to. We all have our moments. We're all human, but like, also don't beat yourself up over the fact that like, you know, you haven't met anyone, or like you have, but you know, you guys just weren't on the same page or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's all a part of life. And again, easier said than done, but like, just be kinder to yourself, because it's so important to be kind to yourself and patient with yourself and not let the comments or opinions of other people affect the way you feel. Like, at the end of the day, the only person, this is like the cheesiest thing ever, but it's so true, the only person that has control over how you feel and your emotions is you. Because people at the end of the day could say whatever the fuck they want to you. The only person that is really gonna be hurting you is yourself. Yeah. If you don't believe what that person is saying and you are like good in that aspect of your life, then what that person is saying is just, it's just noise.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, in your mind, you're going to be thinking like, you're going to be judging that person. Like, why the fuck did they just tell me that?
Did you ever see those TikToks where it's like, what to say to someone when they are like making a comment that's disrespectful or whatever?
I don't think
there's like a trend now on TikTok. It's like, this is what I say to parents when they tell me like, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Yeah.
And like, it's a joke, because they'll be like, why haven't you had, or like, why don't you sleep train your kid? Like, whatever. It's like a judgment that they'll say, that they say to you. And then the response will be like, why don't you go fuck yourself? Like, it's just a joke. But then people in the comments will be like, oh, this is actually a really positive thing to say to someone if they are passive aggressive or they're making a comment to you. And like, the best response you could say is, I'm surprised you said that out loud right now.
Yeah, no.
It's like, I'm surprised you had the confidence to say that out loud. Like, you almost make them like,
they feel so embarrassed and stupid.
Like, you act shocked. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that out loud.
Yeah. And like, in a tone too, that's like, you're like genuinely shocked. Like, whoa, like, I can't, like what are you talking about?
Like,
what?
Like, you don't,
you said that?
You don't like smile like to make it passive. You're more like, or petty.
No,
more
it's like it comes off genuine.
Yeah. You're more like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that out loud.
Yeah.
Because like, let's say, okay, like, let's,
oh,
just,
I'm cringing for you.
My mom doesn't do this, but let's just say your mom were to be like, make a comment to you about something that you knew was like a jab or whatever.
Yeah.
You could literally be like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that out loud. Like, it's just like, if someone were to say that to me and I knew deep down, because people know deep down if you're being petty or passive or whatever. And if someone were to respond like that to me, I would get so insecure.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a good way to be like you, or like, someone's like, I cannot believe, like you put that much time into your makeup. Like I could never. one of the answers was like, yeah, we could tell.
Yeah, no, literally, it's like, it's like, don't like dish that's it a if little, you can't take
that's
it.
That's a little petty, that one, but like I laughed so hard when I saw that because I have in my life I've experienced people being like, wow, I can't believe you put that much effort into your makeup. Like I could never do that. And like to respond being like, yeah, we could tell.
Yeah.
Like would be so petty and like not very nice, but so funny.
I've actually, there was someone one time that was like, I was going for dinner with this person. It's like, it was like a girl, like someone that you know, is in my life. It wasn't a date is essentially what I'm trying to say.
Okay. It was just a friend.
And this person was like, we were talking about like what we're wearing to dinner that night and whatever. And then they go, okay, but like, I'm not putting that much makeup on. And I could tell that it was a jab, that this person was trying to jab at me like with like thinking that like I put on too much makeup. Right. And this was like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And like, I'm confident with my makeup. I don't give a shit, you know? And I was like, well, you never really wear makeup. And and this person was like, no, but I'm just saying like, I'm just really not putting on a lot of makeup. And I was like,
okay,
so don't. And then they were like, yeah, but no, like it's true. Like I don't ever really wear that much makeup. And I was like, yeah, I've noticed. Like, so don't wear a lot of makeup. Like I never said anything to you about your makeup. Yeah. Like, and the person got embarrassed. And I remember talking to them about it. And I was like, no, that was like fully, you're jabbing at me.
Yeah.
Like, does it make you insecure? If when I do my makeup, like, what is it to you?
Yeah, but it's because they were insecure.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And they ended up like apologizing to me, but I was like, this is fucked.
You just need to be confident in your decision in your life because people are going to make comments. Yeah. And with the societal pressures, there's a reason as to why there is a societal pressure because people make comments.
Yeah.
So people will, unfortunately, have their stupid things to say as long as you just keep reminding yourself that like I'm on my own timeline. So if you're at like a family Thanksgiving and people are like, why haven't you met anyone yet, or nah, you can just be like, oh, I'm actually really just like focusing on myself. I have a lot of goals for things before I like get into anything serious, but I'm like so excited for like these projects. Yeah. I can't wait to talk
turn
about
it into
them.
Something like positive.
Yeah, like make it seem like you have this like goal, and if
and it's just not a priority for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like it's just, you're like, yeah, eventually I can't wait to like, you know, be in a relationship. If that's what you want. Some people don't want to be in a relationship, and that's also okay. Yeah. Like you just need to really just either be confident in your decisions or feign indifference and feign confidence. Like you just fucking act like you're the most confident person in the world to these people, because then they're just going to make their comments less and less. Because it's like, oh, she's so confident in her decision.
Yeah.
And whatever they think on their own time is fine to think on their own time as long as they're not expressing it to you. Anyways, guys, we love you so much,
so much. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Tell Me Sis Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Do we have another one for Tomo the Label?
No.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for Tomo the Label.
I'll also link the website if you want to check it out.
All of our socials will be linked, and our website will be linked as well.
And thank you again for the support, you guys. It means so much to us.
It means so much to us. And
we love you guys.
We love you more than anything. And I can't wait till the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.